听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, in this month's Ask the Expert feature, Studio Classroom asks Justin Zhang about being a movie critic. Zhang, who studied at the University of Southern California, is a film critic and an editor for the Hollywood trade publication Variety. He, like other movie critics, has a great job because he gets paid to watch movies. Let's visit the word bank where we find our first word, critically. Shane read the report critically and decided it was incorrect. Next is the idiom in question, as in the book in question has sold over 1 million copies. Okay, what does it take to be a professional movie critic? Let's turn to page 54 and find out.
Getting paid to watch movies. What does it take to be a professional movie critic? What do movie critics do?
I would say that a movie critic is someone who writes critically and analytically about films and measures a film's artistic virtues. To do this effectively, a critic must have significant knowledge of film history and be able to place an individual film in its historical or cultural context. I think it's important to emphasize that a good movie critic must also be a good writer. Film criticism is more than simply saying whether a movie is good or bad. It's about writing in a way that captures the experience of watching the film in question.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us today for our Ask the Expert article. Today, we are going to be introduced to a man named Justin Zhang. And he is a very special guy because he gets paid to watch movies. That sounds like a pretty cool job to me. So we're going to find out what exactly does it take to be a professional movie critic.
And this month, Studio Classroom is talking to Justin Zhang about being a professional movie critic, or what it's like to get paid to watch and critique movies, or to judge movies. And so our article starts off by saying that, by asking Justin, what do movie critics do? And in this answer, we learn what a critic is. He answers how, Chelsea?
Well, he says, I would say that a movie critic is someone who writes critically and analytically about films and measures a film's artistic virtues. Now, we have some big words in there. Let's back up a little bit to that word critically. If you do something critically, you do it in such a way to find problems or mistakes. I know as a teacher, I used to always tell my students to think critically. Think in such a way that you're able to find mistakes and find problems.
That's right, because not everything that you hear or read on the internet is true. So you think critically about ideas and other things. So here, Justin watches movies critically and analytically. So he's analyzing the different parts of the movie.
And all of this is to find out the film's artistic value. Now, many people consider film to be an art. I happen to be one of those people. So its artistic virtue would basically be its value. It's value in art. So he watches movies for that purpose. And so to do this effectively, what does Justin Zhuang have to do?
Well, first of all, he says that a critic must have significant knowledge of film history. So the history of film making and the history of movies. And secondly, a film critic must be able to place an individual film in its historical or cultural context. So when you place something in context, what are you doing, Chelsea?
So if you're putting something into context, in this case we're talking about movies, you're putting it into its place in history or within the culture. So it sounds to me like being a movie critic is a lot harder than just saying, I like this movie, I think it's good, or I think it's bad. It takes a lot more work than that. And Justin goes on to say he thinks it's important to emphasize that a good movie critic must also be what, Chip?
Well, he says it must be a good writer. And actually, the very first thing that Justin said to us was that a movie critic is someone who writes critically and analytically. So they are writing about their opinions and they're writing their views of whether or not a movie is good or bad.
John goes on to restate the idea that I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago, and that is that film criticism is more than simply saying whether a movie is good or bad. If it was that easy, all of us could be film critics, but it's not. Instead, it's about writing in a way that captures the experience of watching the film that is in question. So if you capture something, Chip, what does that mean?
Well, actually, literally, when we talk about capturing something, you might actually talk about catching, like catching an animal, which would mean that you're grabbing and holding an animal. But here, when we use this figuratively, we're saying capture an experience. Or if you like to take pictures, maybe you try to capture a moment. And if you capture a moment, what does that mean exactly, Chelsea?
It means that you are grasping on to that moment and you are preserving it. It will be there to stay for a long time. If you want to capture a moment, that means you want that moment to last. And we often do that with photographs or with film. So for Justin Zhuang, he is actually trying to write in such a way that captures the experience of watching the film. He has to write in such a way that when other people read his film review, it will make them either want to go see the movie or maybe not want to go see the movie.
Right. And here our article says not just any film, but the film in question. So whenever you see that phrase in question, you know that we're talking about the film under consideration or the film that is being questioned or the film that in this case is being critiqued.
Another sentence using that phrase in question might be, the suspect in question is probably the one who committed the crime. The suspect or the person who is under consideration probably committed the crime. Well, we have a lot more to learn from Justin Zhuang about what it means to be a professional movie critic. But right now we are going to go to the chat room and then we'll take a break. But stay with us because we will be right back.
Hi friends, welcome to another edition of Chat Room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Doris. We're all very glad to have you join us for our chat today. So what's the topic today, Ken?
Well, our lesson today is about professional movie critics. I'm wondering about this word critic. A critic is someone who criticizes, right?
That is right. Mm-hmm.
So what happens when a critic reviews a really good movie and then he cannot find anything wrong with it? How can he criticize?
Well, that's a good question, Ken. We need to be aware of the kind of critic we're talking about. When we use critic in the general sense, we are referring to someone who always finds fault with things. But critics can also refer to people whose job is to write their own opinions about the books, the movies, the plays, like the professional movie critics in our lesson today.
I see. So movie critics can either criticize or praise a movie?
Absolutely.
Critic 呢就是一个批评者。一个 critic 最喜欢 criticize, 就是批评、挑剔、指责。但是 critic 也可以指批评家、评论家，就像书评、影评、剧评。因此呢，评论家除了会 criticize 之外，当然看到好的作品也是会称赞的。
Doris, what about what critics write? We also call it a critic, right?
Well, no, Ken, you're thinking of critique, C-R-I-T-I-Q-U-E. A critic writes critiques.
Oh, critique.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, there's also criticism that's intended to be helpful. We call it constructive criticism.
Oh, I get it. Constructive comes from construction, so being constructive is like helping someone build something.
That's right. And when you give constructive criticism, you give someone advice on how to make improvements.
Critics 的工作呢，就是发表他们的 critique, C-R-I-T-I-Q-U-E, 就是评论。注意这个字的重音要放在后面 critique。另外还有一种批评叫做 constructive criticism, 建设性的批评。这是一种善意的批评，为的是要帮助人家有更好的表现。
Well, it's time for a break, but don't go far, because Studio Classroom will be right back.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. If you think being a movie critic is the job for you, hang on, because yes, film critics see movies for free, but the job requires you to have the ability to think critically, which is more than just saying, yeah, that movie was funny. Looking at our word bank, we find two more important words. First, the word screening, as inThe movie screening will be held this weekend. And the verb form of the word file. Charlene will file the story after she has finished the interview. Now, what does the process of film critiquing look like? Let's learn how it happens as we pick up the reading on the top right side of page 54.
Getting paid to watch movies. How do they do it?
Most of the time, critics are invited to see films at press screenings held by the studios. These screenings are generally held a week or two before the film opens to give critics time to file their reviews before the film's release. However, it's been an increasingly common practice for studios to not screen a movie in advance,which is usually a pretty good sign that the movie is really bad. If there is no screening, the critic has to go see the movie on the morning it opens and then publish a review as quickly as possible.
Okay, welcome back. Well, before the break, Justin Zhang was explaining to us what a film critic does. He said that a film critic writes analytically and critically about movies. And so the next question for Justin to answer is, how do they do it? How do they live this life and critique movies in writing?
Well, he says that most of the time, critics are invited to see films at press screenings. Now, let's stop there for just a minute. And the word press, we often think of that as a verb. If you press something together, you're kind of putting it together. But here, the press is another word for the media.So, media screenings, and that word screening, you see the word screen in there, and you probably know that word, as a noun, a screen, but here we're talking about a screening is a preview of a movie. It's a showing of the movie. So, a press screening is when all of the media come to watch this movie and all the critics, and then they're able to give their opinion about this movie for the public to hear.
So critics are invited to see these films before everyone else at these press screenings or at these press viewings. And these are held by the studios. Now, these screenings are generally held a week or two before the film opens. And here we're talking about a week or two before the film opens to the public. And this gives critics time to file their reviews before the film's release.
And we're let's look at that word file. If you are filing something and you work for a newspaper or a magazine, you are sending that article or that news report out to a publication for other people to see. They're filing their reviews before the film's release. That means they want other people to know what this movie is like, so people in the public can decide for themselves if they should see the movie or not.
Okay. Now, did you know how do movie critics do their job? Well, let's watch this and find out.
A good film critique could mean millions of dollars in revenue for a movie studio. A negative critique could mean millions of dollars lost. Knowing this, film studios work hard to persuade film critics that their movie is good. One way they do this is by sending film critics a press kit, which is basically a package containing the film's background information, flattering photos, and often a small gift.
So these critics write reviews and then they file them and send them to publications, and the publications print their reviews, and then they are out there for the public to read and to decide for themselves, should I go see this movie or should I not? But there has been an increasingly common practice come about, Chip, with movie critics. What's that?
Okay, well, it's been increasingly common for studios to not screen or to not show the press a movie in advance. And when you see that phrase, in advance, that means before something. And here we're talking about before they show it to the public. So that means normally we're showing these press screenings 1 or 2 weeks before we show the public, but here it's been increasingly common to not do that.
Which, as our article says, is a pretty good sign that the movie is really bad. So if the studio has not had a screening, they might even be a little bit embarrassed by the movie that they have produced. So it is becoming more and more common for critics to not have to go to these screenings and then write movie reviews, because some movies that come out just aren't worth writing about.
And if the movie doesn't show a screening in advance of the public viewing, then the critic has to go to see the movie on the morning it opens. So as soon as it opens to the public, the critic must be the first one there. And then, what do they do, Chelsea?
Well, then they have to write and publish a review as quickly as possible. That means they would have to write it quickly enough to get it in that day's newspaper or magazine so that the public could have a chance to read it before the movie was released that evening. Now that sounds like a pretty high stress situation to me. It's one that I don't think I would want to be in.
Right. You would have to work very quickly to get your critique and your analysis of the movie out there to the public in order for it to do any good.
You would. Now, I have a question here. These movie critics, they put their opinions out for everybody to hear on movies, and a lot of times people listen to them and they take their word and they either go see a movie or they don't because of what a critic has said. Should we listen to movie critics? I mean, we can all form our own opinions on movies.
Certainly, and actually, I often, I do take the judgments of the critics very seriously. If the majority of critics say that a movie is very good and that it does the things that it's trying to do, then that sounds like a movie that I will want to see. And if the majority of critics don't like a movie, they say that it doesn't do the things that it tries to do, I take that seriously.
Okay, and there are, of course, times when I've gone to a movie and it's had very good reviews from the critics and I've walked out and not liked it at all. And then there have been other movies that I've seen that got very bad reviews from the critics and I went and really enjoyed and liked the movie. So their opinion does not always align with your own opinion, but they are professional. They do know what they are doing. So it might be worth listening to a critic. Well, right now we're going to go to a skit. We'll be back to talk more with Justin Zhang tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Hey, Max, where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to the movies. See? I got tickets.
You go to the movies a lot. How can you afford it?
Going to movies is my job.
Your job? You mean you get paid to go to the movies?
That's right. I'm a movie critic.
Oh, you're so lucky. I want a job like that, too.
Well, it's not that easy.
Oh, sure it is. You watch a movie and say if it's good or bad.
It's much more than that. You need significant knowledge of film history.
I know a lot about movies.
Ah, but can you place individual films in their historical and cultural contexts?
Historical or cultural context?
Excuse me? And let me emphasize that a good critic must also be a good writer.
A good writer. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. It's not simply saying whether a movie is good or bad. You need to capture the essence of watching the film.
Oh, becoming a movie critic takes more than I thought.
You know it does.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章首先我们看的是 critically 这个副词。我们学过它的形容词 critical 是指批判性的。所以副词 critically 是指具有批判性底或者是有鉴别力底。例如 as a researcher, Peter was trained to think critically. 身为一位研究者 ,Peter 被训练思考的时候要有批判性。或者是 the author of this critically acclaimed novel is nominated for the Nobel Prize.这本大受评论界好评的小说的作者被提名诺贝尔奖。继续我们看的是 in question 这个成语。in question 是指考虑中的或者是讨论中的。例如 this issue might be important, but it is not the point in question right now. 这个议题或许很重要但是不是现在要考虑的重点。或者是 the interviewee in question is now waiting in the conference room.所讨论的那个面试者现在正在会议室等着。最后我们看的是 file 这个动词。file 当动词我们学过是指归档的意思。但是 file 在这里是指记者们发稿。例如 ,our correspondent in Israel filed his report on this incident this morning. 我们驻以色列的驻外记者今天早上发稿报道这个事件。file 也指提出正式的申请。例如 the company filed for bankruptcy, 这家公司申请破产。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned!
Getting paid to watch movies. What does it take to be a professional movie critic? What do movie critics do?
I would say that a movie critic is someone who writes critically and analytically about films and measures a film's artistic virtues. To do this effectively, a critic must have significant knowledge of film history and be able to place an individual film in its historical or cultural context. I think it's important to emphasize that a good movie critic must also be a good writer.Film criticism is more than simply saying whether a movie is good or bad. It's about writing in a way that captures the experience of watching the film in question.
How do they do it?
Most of the time, critics are invited to see films at press screenings held by the studios. These screenings are generally held a week or two before the film opens to give critics time to file their reviews before the film's release.However, it's been an increasingly common practice for studios to not screen a movie in advance, which is usually a pretty good sign that the movie is really bad. If there is no screening, the critic has to go see the movie on the morning it opens and then publish a review as quickly as possible.
Getting paid to watch movies sounds like a great job, but as we're discovering, there is some real work involved. Justin Zhang is our expert this month. He's a professional movie critic, and he's sharing with us what it takes to do what he does. We're finding out that good writing skills are very important. We've got a couple more questions to ask Mr. Zhang, but because we're out of time, they will have to wait until tomorrow. Friends, if you have a comment or question about our lessons, please write us at letters@studioclassroom.com. And if you can, send along a picture. We'd enjoy getting to know you. Tomorrow, we'll begin by asking our expert the question, how does someone become a movie critic? Until then, I hope all of you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye, everyone.